This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Barbados Association of Principals of Public Secondary Schools welcome government's plans to tackle violence at schools. St. Lucie residents frustrated by ongoing discolored water issues. The Small Business Association pushes for new financing options to boost growth within the sector. A flash flood watch is in effect for some parts of the island, and Jamaica Constabulary and Defence Forces launch joint operation to tackle persistent gang problem. Good afternoon, I am Crystal J. Paul. Details to the news just ahead.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC Caribbean.
Every day in a busy world, we have to do so much. Bank with CIBC and get that personal touch. Share your ambitions, let us help your dreams come true.
School administrators are pleased about the measures the Ministry of Education will implement to deal with the violence in schools across the country. Over the weekend, Education Minister Kay McConney outlined a comprehensive plan which includes the assignment of additional social workers, the hiring of more psychologists, and training of principals in mental health literacy to reverse the trend in the school system. President of the Barbados Association of Principals of Public Secondary Schools, Stephen Jackman, tells Starcom Network News he is pleased that the ministry is employing the additional resources to address the problem.
Well, let me say BAPS welcomes any initiative to bring the situation under control. We are particularly glad that the parents are going to be involved and training for the parents are being done, right? We welcome the additional school personnel. These are things that we have been calling for the longest time. And we are open to any training that allows us to be able to manage the situation.
Mr. Jackman is conscious that some of the plans highlighted may take some time before they can be rolled out.
Some of the things can be implemented immediately. The additional personnel using the Ministry of People Empowerment, that is something that can be done immediately. However, trained psychologists and training for the parents is something that is going to take, is a medium-term to long-term measure, because you now have to flesh out your program and you have to get people on board with it. And we all know that if there were psychologists available, we would have employed them ever since, because we've been trying to do that for the longest time. So it is now to identify that resource and bring them on board.
President of the Barbados Association of Principals of Public Secondary Schools, Stephen Jackman. Residents in St. Lucie are still seeking an urgent resolve to the discolored water and water outages in some districts. When Starcom Network visited Checker Hall and Cliquet, some residents said the issue has impacted some to the point where people are unable to go to work.
I've been in mid-water, white, from brown out to white. And my house, I use a container bucket for the truck. I want to be cool and nice. So, you would still live. You know, like, you want something done, but that you can't. Like, everybody's in the government, this in the government, that. But still, it'd be hard. When people like that, ain't got water, you can't go work. You got kids to be to go to school. And it'd be hard, because any day, if I don't pay you, I'll cut off my water.
Some added that water trucks are consistently passing through the district, but stressed the urgency of having access to clean water.
Every month we got to pay a water bill. I can't drink the water. How would you feel if you had to go through what we're going through? No one said anything about a rebate or a reduced bill or anything like that. There's no plan. There's no plan that I am aware of. Understand? We are not satisfied. We gotta pay our bills every month and that's it.
Residents of St. Lucie in the lunchtime edition. Chief Executive Officer of the Small Business Association of Barbados, Dr. Lynette Holder, has identified access to financing as a critical issue still plaguing the sector. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Dr. Holder called for the establishment of a junior market, which she says is vital to helping small businesses thrive.
the continued issue of access to financing. We're hearing that there's a greater need for us to diversify our financial product offerings. Our 2019 Small Business Week, out of that came the conversation between the Barbados Stock Exchange and the SBA relative to a junior market. The Ministry of Now Energy and Business, you know, endorsed this, and we were able to set the framework for a junior market to be established in Barbados. And this is being funded by the Caribbean Development Bank. Yes, 5 years later, truth is, we would wish to see this project move with a greater level of speed. We've been able to put all the systems in place for us to have a junior market, which is going to unlock, we believe, the kind of equity financing now that is needed to really help the sector to pivot.
Dr. Holder also expressed concerns regarding the current regulatory environment in Barbados, stating that it must be more conducive to fostering growth in the sector.
We're still not satisfied that the regulatory environment in Barbados is as enabling as it ought to be, as it needs to be, to really incentivize the sector and enable the sector for growth. And so we will add to our advocacy agenda in the ensuing year this third big ticket item for us. Because as you very well know, if you don't have the correct regulatory regime, this can be a stumbling block for the growth of business, for the facilitation of business.
Chief Executive Officer of the Small Business Association of Barbados, Dr. Lynette Holder. The Barbados Meteorological Services has issued a flash flood watch for some northern and central areas of the island. Meteorologist Tanjria Mapp tells us more.
The flash flood watch is in effect for some northern, northeastern and central districts of Barbados. Localized shower and thunderstorm activity is likely across some northern, northeastern and central districts of Barbados. Unstable conditions and light winds along with daytime heating could trigger 1 to 3 inches of rainfall and thunderstorm activity this afternoon. Instability is expected to persist into the night across the island, therefore occasional showers are expected during that time.
Meteorologist Tanjria Mapp. The Jamaica Constabulary Force and the Jamaica Defense Force have launched an interagency operations forum aimed at combating the country's persistent gang problem. The National Assault on Gangs Initiative seeks to enhance coordination between the nation's security forces in their efforts to dismantle criminal gangs that pose a threat to national security. Deputy Commissioner of Police Warren Clark, who is in charge of the strategic operations, emphasized the significance of the forum and the critical role it will play in targeting key figures in criminal gangs.
The public can expect heightened visibility of the security forces across communities island-wide, where joint teams of police and military officers are executing targeted operations based on intelligence, investigative findings, and operational expertise. We are focused on apprehending wanted and other individuals who are at the center of violent crimes. I can assure you this is already yielding positive results.
Jamaica's Deputy Commissioner of Police, Warren Clark. And finally, Hurricane Milton quickly intensified yesterday and is on track to become a major hurricane. This has put the U.S. state of Florida on edge, triggering evacuation orders along a coast still reeling from Helene's devastation. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Milton off the Mexican coast could threaten lives when it reaches the state's west coast in the middle of the week. Recapping the headlines. The Barbados Association of Principals of Public Secondary Schools welcomes government's plan to tackle violence at schools. St. Lucie residents frustrated by ongoing discolored water issues. The Small Business Association pushes for new financing options to boost growth within the sector. A flash flood watch is in effect for some parts of the island, and Jamaica Constabulary and Defense Forces launch a joint operation to tackle persistent gang problems. That was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul, wishing you a good afternoon.